Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on blending an Amen style drum bus for Pirate Radio Energy. Today we're not just making the drums louder, we're building that hard-hitting, gritty, forward-moving jungle pressure that feels like it's bleeding out of a late-night broadcast. The goal is weight, crack, movement, and chaos control, all at the same time. So think layers, think contrast, and think character before sheer volume. First, choose a strong Amen source. A clean break with good transient detail is ideal, but a slightly worn or roomy sample can also work beautifully if you want that raw old-school edge. Drop it into an audio track and set warp carefully. If it's a loop, beats mode is usually the move. Keep the transients preserved so the break still breathes and swings. If you want more control, slice it to a MIDI track and rebuild the rhythm with a few ghost notes and tiny timing offsets. That's one of the fastest ways to make an Amen feel alive instead of looped. Now let's build the support layers. This is where the blend starts to get serious. The Amen break gives you the main groove, but in a modern DNB mix you often need reinforcement. Start with a kick layer. Use a short, punchy kick that stays centered and doesn't hog the low end for too long. High pass it lightly to remove rumble. Maybe add a small bump in the 60 to 80 Hz area if it needs more weight, and use saturator with soft clip-on to give it a little more density. Keep it mono and controlled. This layer should support the break, not fight it. Next, add a snare layer. Pick something with a clear transient, some body around the low mids, and a crack in the 2 to 5 kHz range. Shape it with EQ, maybe the little drum bus, and keep it centered. If the snare feels pokey, soften the transient a bit and add body. If it feels weak, bring in some harmonic thickness rather than just boosting more top end. Then add a texture layer. This is where the Pirate Radio attitude starts showing up. It could be vinyl noise, room tone, filtered static, a resampled break tail, or a chopped bit of dirty ambience. Keep this subtle. You want to feel it more than hear it. High pass it aggressively if needed, and use saturator or a filter to make it sit like a layer of grime on top of the drums. This is often the layer that gives the whole bus its personality. Once the parts are set, route them all into a drum group. The key here is to think in roles, not just volume. One layer should define the groove, one should define the impact, and one should add attitude. If two layers are doing the same job, it usually means one of them is unnecessary, or it needs a different frequency focus. Before you hit the bus processing, do some cleanup on each element. The Amen track itself should be shaped so it's not muddy in the low end. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is often enough, and a small cut in the 250 to 450 Hz area can clear boxiness. If it needs more snap, a subtle lift in the 3 to 6 kHz range can help. Drum bus can add bite and movement here, but use it with intention. You're enhancing the break, not flattening it. Now for the drum bus chain. This is where everything starts feeling like one instrument. A strong starting chain is EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator or roar, then drum bus, and finally utility. You can add a limiter at the end only if you need safety, but don't use it as a crutch. Start with EQ8 on the group. Clean up the very low rumble with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If the whole bus feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 350 Hz. If you want a little more air and hat presence, a gentle lift around 8 to 12 kHz can help. Just don't overdo it. The bus should breathe. Next comes glue compressor. This is for cohesion, not destruction. Aim for around 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction most of the time. Faster attack gives you more control, slower attack lets more transient punch through. Release can be automatic or fairly quick. The point is to make the layers feel locked together without killing the swing. If the break starts losing life, back off the threshold or slow the attack down. Now add saturation. Saturator is simple and reliable. A few dB of drive with soft clip-on can thicken the bus and make it feel more urgent. If you want a more modern, aggressive, slightly unstable edge, roar is a great option. Use it with restraint on the main bus and let it add that darker, harder energy. The trick is to level match every time you compare bypassed and processed audio. If something sounds better only because it's louder, you're not really judging the tone. After that, use drum bus for smack and movement. This is one of the best stock devices for this kind of work. A moderate amount of drive can give you bite, crunch can add roughness, and transients can help the break snap through the mix. Use boom very carefully. It can sound huge in solo and muddy in the full track, especially once the sub and bass line arrive. If your kick layer already has solid weight, keep boom subtle or off. At the end of the chain, use utility for final gain trim and mono checking. This is important. The core drum body should stay solid in mono. A little stereo width on the texture or top end is fine, but don't let the kick and snare lose focus. Pirate Radio Energy is not about a wide, glossy drum image. It's about punch, grit, and forward motion. Now let's bring in parallel processing. This is where you get that smashed. Take to the mic urgency without ruining the main drum bus. Create a return track and send the drums to it, or send just the key elements if you want more control. On that return, use EQ8 to high pass the low end, maybe around 120 Hz, so the parallel path doesn't muddy the kick. Then compress it hard. Glue compressor or compressor both work. Fast attack, medium release, and heavy gain reduction are all fair game here. After that, add saturator or roar, and if you really want dirt, throw in Redux for some digital crunch. Blend this return underneath the dry drums until you feel more urgency, more density, and more detail, but not so much that the main transient shape disappears. If you want just a little more space, add a tiny bit of hybrid reverb or echo on another return. Keep it short, filtered, and subtle. The idea is not to wash out the drums, it's to give them a little air and make the break feel like it exists in a real space, even if that space is grimy and tiny. Now let's talk arrangement energy, because this is where the Pirate Radio feel really comes alive. Automation is huge here. Don't keep the drum bus static for the whole track. Let it evolve. In the intro, you can keep the amen filtered and the bus cleaner. As the build grows, slowly increase the drive on saturator or a roar, and bring the parallel smash return up a little. Open the top end gradually. Then, when the drop hits, reset the energy hard. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger than just louder. You're creating momentum. You can also automate the glue compressor threshold, the drum bus drive, the send level to the smash return, or even utility width for transitions. For example, over 8 bars before a drop, slowly push the drive and the parallel send. Then snap everything back into focus on the drop. That kind of movement makes the drums feel like they're building pressure instead of just sitting there. A few advanced moves can take this even further. One great approach is to split the break into body and dirt. Duplicate the amen. Keep one version cleaner and more focused for groove and punch, and process the other version with heavy saturation and filtering for high-frequency grit. Blend them together. That gives you much more control than trying to make one chain do everything. Another strong move is frequency selective distortion. High-pass a duplicate of the break and drive only the upper content harder. That gives you aggression without wrecking the kick relationship. You can also clip the sharpest peaks before compression. That way the compressor doesn't have to work as hard, and the bus can stay dense while still moving. And don't forget to check the groove at low monitor volume. If the amen still feels urgent when you turn the speakers down, the blend is probably solid. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, you're probably relying too much on hype and not enough on structure. Common mistakes to watch for: overcompressing the main bus, using too much boom, saturating the low end too hard, not checking mono, and layering samples that fight each other instead of complementing each other. The best DNB drum buses feel powerful because the parts are working together, not because everything is smashed into one flat wall. Here's a solid practice move. Build a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with one amen break, a kick layer, a snare layer, a texture layer, and a parallel smash return. Automate at least two parameters. Then create a one-bar switch-up somewhere in the middle. Listen for whether the second half feels bigger, whether the break still shuffles, and whether the snare can cut through without everything turning to mush. The big takeaway is this: don't just make the break louder, make it more characterful, more unified, and more dangerous. Start with a strong amen, layer it with intention, shape each piece, then use bus processing and parallel grit to turn it into a single living, breathing drum instrument. That's how you get classic jungle pressure, Pirate Radio grime, and modern DNB punch all moving together in Ableton Live 12.